President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this August the 14th on the West Coast. And as I usually say, it's already August the 15th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. So nice to have you here with us this evening. We've been talking about a lot of very critical issues the past few nights, we're talking about the concept of awakening, the concept of a higher vibration or a higher consciousness, so that we can discern what's going on. We've talked about the issue of responsibility individually and then collectively, and setting our intention on accomplishing something other than what we've been dealt this time around. And we're going to be talking tonight in the context of all these issues that are going on around us. We're going to try to, well, I'm not going to say try, I misspoke. We're going to actually take you to a place where you can deal with some of these issues on a personal level. And it begins with your health. It begins with your state of mind and an open heart, as you've probably heard us mention on other shows. But you've got to be careful as to what you put into your mind and what you put into your heart, what you let come into your heart, and, of course, what you bring out of your heart. They're all synonymous, and there are dichotomies to everything that exists in this three-dimensional reality, and taking that into consideration, it's good to identify what the dichotomies are and what the illusions are, because many of the dichotomies exist for the purpose of giving us a choice. Now, I hear a lot of people these days talking about, I need to lose weight, I'm too heavy, they say I look this way, or I'd like to wear sleeker-looking clothes, or I'd like to be able to put on a bathing suit, and I'm embarrassed about how I look. Well, there we may be expressing how we really feel inside, but we're also reacting to all of the mind control that impresses upon us this idea that we are how we look, we are who we see in the mirror, and we are how others see us. Now, I'm not speaking necessarily on a spiritual level when I say that, but it's the concept of judgment and the opinions that we're subjected to, and sometimes even the ridicule. Because when someone comes out with an idea or a concept that liberates a person, that sets you free, there are those waiting in the wings to attack the person that's actually helping you. And so these are decisions that you have to make on your own. We can't make them for you, but we can offer some solutions. We can offer some suggestions. Ultimately, the goal would be for you to lose weight if that's your choice. No one can force you to do it, and many of the products that are sold to assist you with that, or at least they're sold under the pretense that they're going to help you with that, only lead to further problems if you don't take care of the basics. And that's really dealing with the issues inside yourself. What makes you become overweight? Are you eating because you're experiencing some loss or some pain in your life, and the food is sort of masking that? It would be the same thing for someone who's addicted to a drug and they can't overcome the addiction because somewhere in their mind they've been told that once someone starts using a particular drug, they're not going to be able to stop. It's always your choice to start, and I maintain that it's your choice to stop. In fact, no one else really has a right to interfere with your choice if this is truly a free will universe that God has created. Here on this planet, they don't want you to know that it is a free will universe, because then you become useless to the worldwide slavery that they want to impose upon everyone. So tonight's show is going to talk about what goes on inside the body and what goes on inside the mind in the context of a higher vibration. How do we reach that higher vibration physically? It's one thing to choose that you want to be in that vibration, but what path can you take? And I maintain that part of that path has to do with your health, an inner health, a higher vibration, a higher consciousness, and a life that's based upon integrity and godliness. And I'm not saying that you, the listener, have to be a god, but you can connect with God, that you've never really been separated from God. God has never separated himself from us. We have been sold a bill of goods into believing that God is separate from us, and it is our own lack of faith and our own trust in what we do know about God that leads us down the wrong path. So we're going to talk about all of these issues. Tonight's guest has been on Evident Footprints a number of times, and in light of all the fear-mongering that's going around the world about pending pandemics. I mean, they can't even predict the weather, but they're going to tell you that hundreds of millions of people are going to get the bird flu. Something is wrong with that picture. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about steps you can take to prevent getting sick. And the vaccine is not the way to go. With that, I bring on an herbologist, a chemist, a environmental scientist, and a musician and a historian. And his name is Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Hi, good morning, Don. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I have to remember you like to say good morning at this time of the night or morning, depending on your time zone, right?
Well, it's 1 a.m.
You got to hear my introduction, and I'm sure there's a million things you'd like to say. I'm just sort of touching on things. Of course, I could go on for another half an hour and talking about all the.
Sure, Don. You're covering a lot, and it's all important regarding just being able to prevent yourself from getting sick. And absolutely, it's within everybody's ability, but they just don't know it. And it's really quite easy, and that's the beauty of it. Everything from the Creator is simple, cheap, and easy, all in all. It just may not seem that way because of the way we've been conditioned. But as creatures of God, as beings created by God, we have a trifold nature. We're physical, but we have a spiritual component as well. And in addition, we have a mind. And so in order to truly be happy, we have to be healthy. And all three components must be functioning in harmony in the way the designer intended, in perfect order, in order for us to really be happy, healthy, and quote-unquote normal. And so, sure, that's the perspective everyone should understand, and then it's just a matter of just understanding then what it takes to stay healthy, and it really becomes very simple. It's just a way of life, and everyone today really needs to learn it again because of what you said with the bird flu and all these other types of scares. And there's a lot of diseases coming about. We seem to be more vulnerable to diseases than ever before as a people. And, of course, that's because a lot of it's man-made, as you were saying. So you're covering it all, Don. And there's a lot to discuss with every single aspect to the modern life. But when it comes to health, for sure, we have to keep our guards up. The shields must be up because there's an onslaught, apparently, of all kinds of diseases and pathogens that ultimately are killing people.
Yeah. You know, I sort of pointed out these things are coming from the outside, as does, you know, the judgment. Those people that are really almost beaten down, if you know what I mean, in spirit, you know, about how they look or how they're supposed to look. And somehow if they don't keep up, you know, it's like, I guess some men are this way too, so I'm not, ladies, I'm not singling you out.
Oh, guys, definitely.
You know, the woman that says, oh, I miss my hair appointment, or, you know, I don't feel right unless my hair is a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, everybody appreciates that. I think we put a bit too much importance on the look.
It's a little too superficial.
Yeah, and not enough on the feel. And the feeling comes from within inside. You know, how do you feel about yourself? You know,
that's right. That's right, Don.
And that puts one in touch with the heart center, is what I'm getting at. And
it's true. Mm-hmm.
And
yep, the heart is the center of our emotional body, which is really our spiritual part of our spiritual nature. Our spiritual nature has this emotional component, which is unique. And it's a powerful thing, and we have to all come to terms with that. Negative emotions, very destructive. Positive emotions, very constructive.
Yeah. You know, isn't it ironic how the seat of our spiritual power is also the pumping room, if you want to call it that, for the rest of our body? I mean, everything that moves through our body moves through our body because of the heart's pumping action. And if anyone doubts how important the heart is, and the other organs that deal with cleansing the blood and absorbing nutrients and the like, it's important to the pump room to have good pipes, you know, the power that it needs to operate, the lubricants it needs to operate, and really, a quick fix is not always the best approach, is it? You know, the pills, let's say.
Well, that's an illusion, Don. There is no, there is a quick fix. Ultimately, I think I possess, pretty much that stuff. If there ever was one, stuff like my Rapid Heal Infection Killer are the best quick fix, and I've ever seen in many other people as well. But otherwise, it's really an illusion, the magic pill and all that. It's never going to happen. It's simply living in harmony with Mother Nature, who had given us our body. And that's another concept that we haven't been really taught accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Our spiritual nature comes from our Heavenly Father, but our physical bodies are created from Mother Nature, and she takes them back on the day we expire. And so, obviously, she's real. And if we're getting our bodies from her, it's only common sense that our medicine and our food would come from her as well, since she designed the body. The designer would also provide the fuel and the tools necessary to keep that machinery in tip-top condition.
Yeah. I don't mean to sound like I'm harping on the weight issue, but it is a big problem in America. There are more people overweight, and I think it's probably, there are probably many factors involved.
Yes.
In what causes people to become overweight, but one of the primary reasons is their food selections.
Sure.
And then you have a lack of exercise, you know, sort of a sedentary lifestyle, and really not paying attention to what you're doing while your attention is diverted to other things like television. You know, somebody's sitting there watching television and they're being entertained and they want to participate. Well, you can't jump through the TV screen and start dancing or jump up on the stage and sing. Or
if I could jump in on that, because you're bringing up some important stuff that I want to highlight.
Yeah.
And, for example, yes, a lot of overweight people today, it's all diet related. One major reason of the diet, the flaw in the diet is the processed modern foods possessing glutamates, for example, which apparently are throwing the thyroid off balance. It's malfunctioning, misfiring, and therefore it can either cause overweight or underweight conditions. And there's one reason why overweight problems are so common today. Now, another problem is that people haven't been taught properly that eat when you're hungry, eat to live. Do not live to eat. And so, right, they want to sit down and be kind of lazy as far as not very physically active. And of course, that's not going to build up a strong body. You're not necessarily going to get fat. Depends on what your diet is, all strictly for that. But sitting around all the time, for sure, you're not going to be strong. Because the body is muscle, and muscle needs to be worked in order to maintain itself. And so that's why we feel great when we're in tip-top shape. And we don't feel so sharp when our bodies aren't in really good shape.
And then we become susceptible to other things because it's not necessarily noticeable to us until we contract a virus or come into contact with some bacteria. And depending on our lifestyle and what we're actually exposed to and the level of natural immunity that we have working in the body at any given time, you could be exposed to 20 different diseases and only get one of them or just get a cold. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what your total state of health is. And even the mind, even your thoughts about that have a little bit to do with that, too.
Oh, they're very powerful. Their influence is very powerful. But even as strong as the most powerful mind is, if the body is susceptible, then there's a good chance you're going to get something. For example, when you're talking about a disease which is infection-related, the infection generally happens, it's not generally. The infection happens exactly the same way every time. There's an internal environment conducive for the growth. It's microbiology 101. If the environment is not conducive for a germ to grow, whether it's a pathogen or even beneficial, something that would be in a yogurt culture, if the environment's not conducive for it to grow, then it cannot grow. It's just that simple. So now, when it comes to infections that are caused by pathogens, the environment for them is identical, and that's really a stagnant environment with low oxygen, if any, plus it's stagnant and it's dirty.
Yeah.
It's dirty. And that's what they need to grow in, and they'll take right off. And so the diet's everything for that, and there's no getting around. Real quick, I don't want to get into it too much on this and hurt people's feelings, but the science is the science, and animal flesh is one of the ultimate causes of just about all infections. It's a magnet for them. And also, then, any kind of real heavy mucus-forming food will also create the environment.
Now, a lot of people don't know what that is, but often that's certain types of dairy products.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, it doesn't have to just be milk. For instance, you know, this splurging on the chocolate sundae or the banana boat sundae.
Well, let me tell you this, Don. I'm sorry to cut you and interrupt you like that, but I've found from experience that it's the commercial dairy that's causing that kind of mucus problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the organic.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I was going to make that distinction, but thank you for making it. I'm just saying, you know, usually those are impulse buys. You know what I mean? People say, or the kids are saying to the parents, "Hey, can we get some ice cream? Can we?" You know, and that goes on for all day until finally they get in the car and they go get ice cream. Okay, that's not necessarily going to, you know, contribute to someone's negative health. But when they have dinner and then they have ice cream and they have dinner,
that's bad combo.
You know, and they have a heavy kind of cream, sour cream pie,
yes, or
you know,
That's trouble.
Or cream cheese, or whipped cream,
and with a white flour.
Yes, and
then
so you have
got heavy mucus.
You have a lot of sugar buildup. You have, and that will cause mucus. Now the mucus is being produced to clean all that out, isn't it? Basically,
well, the mucus is a byproduct. It's a residual component after digestion of what the body could pull out of it. That's mm-hmm. some of the remaining residuals, and it's mucus. And there's a natural mucus the body secretes, yes, but this is one as a residual from those food types. And that mucus is the kind that pathogens eventually can work their way into.
Mm-hmm.
Over time.
Yeah, and that can go into the lungs or into the throat or into the stomach, the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
And
it gets spread around.
Yeah, and then you have to consider that if it's getting into your digestive tract, it can get into your bloodstream. You know, that's generally the place where your body's absorbing the nutrients that it eats, and it's going to try to absorb everything it can.
Well, actually, what happens, Don, at that stage is that the blood is cut off from the stomach and the mucus is preventing the nutrients from being absorbed by the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how disease really starts to set in, because what happens is now the blood is no longer distributing to all of the cells in the body,
mm-hmm.
the minerals, the vitamins, the whole sugars, the enzymes, and the aminos, and the essential fatty acids that the cells need as tools in order for them to do their job.
Yeah.
And so the cells are cut off from their tools, and therefore the cells can't perform anymore correctly, and now you have cellular dysfunction, which is technically disease.
Yeah. And I would presume that if a cell is not healthy, it's either going to assume some abnormal shape. It could develop into a cancer, for instance, or...
Oh, yes. Once the cells are unhealthy, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or it could impinge on organs, and it could... within the organs themselves. I mean, you can...
Well, what you have done is essentially either the cells to the starvation.
Mm-hmm.
They will then... They could mutate, yes. And if they don't, then what happens is, as they reproduce, when they replicate... The new cell will be weaker than the one it's replacing.
Yeah, and so you have a degradation of muscle tissue.
Of the organs and the glands.
Yeah.
And the bones and the nerves.
Yes, exactly. That's where I was headed, to the
and
nerves.
And then even the blood system.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly.
I was heading to the nerves, because then there are those people that eat to calm their nerves. They get maybe a temporary fix of sugar or some stimulant that might be in the food. And, you know, it's like when you're eating food with, monosodium glutamate, it makes people eat a whole bag of something, you know, whether it's popcorn or potato chips or candy or whatever. When it has monosodium glutamate in it, which is considered to be a flavor enhancer, I think if you're eating something natural, it should automatically taste good. I don't think you have to.
Of course.
You know.
And it always does. When it's propererly made. I mean, nothing beats grandma's cooking.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, when we get away from what's natural, then unnatural things happen.
Yes, that's right. I would just surmise that as, if you remove yourself from Mother Nature, you're begging for trouble. If you cling to Mother Nature, you'll always be happy and smiling. Like the Lord said, can a branch separate itself from the vine and expect to live?
Well, if it's on a tree, yeah. I'm just being a wise guy. Yeah. I get the point. Of course,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're getting to. Now we're not saying all this to harp on people and say, you know.
No, this is just the science.
Yeah,
It's like just presenting to somebody the law of gravity. Now, why would somebody get insulted because you're educating them about the law of gravity? You're helping them. And this is just the laws and the science of the body that we're not taught, but there's no denying it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny that when you adhere to these laws, you get healthy.
Yeah.
Now, that means it's real. And
yeah.
if you break these laws, you get sick. So what more proof would one need?
Yeah.
That's real science in operation.
Yeah. Now, what you alluded to earlier, and the reason I didn't mention it is because I was hoping we would deal with this in a sort of an encapsulated way. The next step is now that someone is at a point where they say, well, I don't know if I could live on just fruits and vegetables and maybe nuts and natural grains. I don't know if I'm capable of doing that because I love the taste of meat or I like, it's just, I've been doing it my whole life and I don't see myself stopping.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew what this does, if they
sure.
reached a crisis in their health,
mm-hmm.
They would definitely stop and reconsider. And it's
yes.
so often we wait until that emergency situation
yes.
Befalls
oh, yes.
us, you know.
Well, that's our natural inclination.
Yeah. So
as humans, that's our nature to wait until the wheels fall off before the repairs come.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe the wheels fell off just because the steering wheel was out of alignment, you know?
Just simple maintenance that was never taken care of over time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So what I'm leading to here is now those that are thinking, okay, what kind of fruit should I be eating or what kind of vegetables? I mean, no one really can tell you what you should be eating in terms of what your preferences are, but
okay,
one would consider natural foods, you know,
sure.
organic foods, and a combination that gives them all the nutrients they require
mm-hmm.
as they are available. You
yes.
see where I'm leading with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And so at the physical level, you got to go to the plant kingdom for all the essentials because Mother Nature has blessed us with the plant kingdom to provide us with everything the body needs to sustain superb health. And it's hilarious, you know, that you think you need the animal flesh in order to live. And unfortunately, the opposite is true. But what else is new in this world? The older you get, the more you realize everything you were told is a lie. And actually, the opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the physical level, that's where you go. Now, at the same time, everybody, just to follow up quick, Don, on people that might find it difficult to live without eating animal flesh, everyone just has to learn that the reason why we're eating is we're living off the sun. Everything needs the sun to stay alive. If the sun were to disappear, everything would stop instantaneously. Now, through the plant kingdom, we're able to derive the solar, the sun power, the sunlight, the light energies into our system. Ever since the fall, that's how we've been doing it. Then if you eat an animal already absorbed the light energies when it ate the plant, so there's nothing to get from the animal. The light energies are gone. Ultimately, this is what it's all about. We can get into how dead flesh, animal flesh, or dead foods, how the atomic energy levels are negative, there's no vibration, and therefore it's dead energy. And because if you're putting dead atoms into your system over time, because you are what you eat, then you're displacing living atoms with dead atoms, and ultimately you'll be dead. When you look at it from that scientific approach, that's all valid. But ultimately, it's light energies we're living off of. And if you just focus on living on the light energies, feeding on that energy level, you'll find that you'll never go back to heavier stuff that's robbing you of that energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. You know, the process of, you mentioned the sun. So, you know, we're talking about how plants absorb sunlight, photosynthesis, and that gives us an ability to absorb the light, in a sense. We're absorbing that light.
We're getting it the first, most primary, indirect way possible.
Yeah, and the higher quality foods.
Now, Don, when we're talking about plants and getting the sunlight,
mm-hmm.
it's not just eating celery and broccoli. Yes, you're getting sunlight that way. The ultimate way we're getting the sunlight from the plants is their fruits.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fruits that have been the precipitated sunlight by the plant. That's where it's all concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding of chlorophyll is that it has a magnesium atom. Magnesium, is very important for the mm-hmm. synthesis of certain elements, like potassium, for example.
It's an essential mineral, and yeah. yes, Don, technically, chlorophyll, to show that there's a kinship between the plant kingdom and the kingdom of man. Man, we have hemoglobin as our central atom, central molecule of blood. And in the hemoglobin, the central atom is iron. Well, in chlorophyll, which has the same molecular structure as hemoglobin, the central atom is magnesium. Otherwise, the molecular structure is identical.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. And that explains why chlorophyll is easily digested in our bodies and builds up blood real fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know that it's important that if you're taking one vitamin, for instance, that it may be important to take another one to help absorb that vitamin. You know,
That's not the best way to get your nutrition.
No, I'm speaking about, let's say, if there's a deficiency and for whatever reason, someone might be in an emergency state. Say a heart patient, for example. Okay. One of the first things they will do, they understand the importance of potassium, but they don't just give potassium to the patient. They have to give magnesium so the body can absorb
right.
that potassium.
Right.
And I'm using that as an example because with natural foods, all that takes care of itself automatically.
Yes, exactly, Don.
The body,
Mother Nature's already provided the perfect chemistry.
Yeah, the body is sort of cognizant of that in a natural sense.
It's cognizant in the sense that actually, Don, these food substances from Mother Nature that have the right balance of the minerals in the right chemistry so that it's all absorbed. So because it's so perfect, it's easily digested. And the body just recognizes it as far as easy to digest and so therefore totally absorbable and assimilated by the system. And that's really what's going on here. It's all by design. That's
mm-hmm.
why it keeps the body so healthy.
Now, if I were to presume what your herbal formulas do, let's say your infection killer, for example, I'm going to single this out because I can tell you, you can eat until you're blue in the face when you have an infection, and it's very difficult to overcome what bacteria have caused. In particular, I'd like to address mycoplasma, which is a parasitic type of bacteria that really causes a lot of different side effects in people, or a lot of different symptoms, let's say, in that some will experience excruciating pain or very high fevers or just a constant feeling of being tired. It's diagnosed as chronic fatigue syndrome by a lot of doctors, and they'll prescribe some kind of muscle relaxant to cause a person to sleep, but that doesn't deal with the fact that they have an infection inside, you know?
Boy, what a waste of time that is.
You know, and the mycoplasma generally, they either have weak or no cell walls at all, and they actually induce a variety of diseases. Some of the most major diseases that they claim there's no cure for are just nothing more than mycoplasmic infections. So this is a way for somebody who may be experiencing arthritis, it might be caused by a mycoplasmic infection or muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis. Now that sounds like a stretch for some people because they know Jerry Luce has been raising hundreds of millions of dollars every year for our whole lifetime.
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Yeah, they're getting a little bit closer.
They're getting closer, Don. Just need another $400 million.
Yeah, and you know, the last couple of times he was on, he didn't look that well himself. And
that's for sure. Yeah.
And he could have used Michael Anthony's private stock, I'm sure.
I think so.
if you want to explain, you know, the infection killer in relation to what I just mentioned, because I know you've had success with this.
Yes, I've had tremendous success with the infection killer, Don, in every infection that's out there, ranging from Lyme and MS, AIDS a long time ago, and Morgellons recently, two cases with Morgellons, common, all the flus which are commonly going around, piece of cake, no problem, pneumonias, infections like in pancreas and bladders and things like that, any type of infection. It really just enables the body to wipe it out pretty quickly and builds up the immune system in a very unique way. So you start to feel great, you know, really fast. And as long as your digestive system is strong and working fine, because the formulas need to be digested, and as long as that's working fine for you, then my formulas really kick in on the body, and infections don't stand a chance, even on animals as well.
Yeah. You know, what comes to mind is so many of these medications that are prescribed for certain symptoms that somebody is suffering, without really being tested for what the actual cause is. You know, assuming, again, I'm camping out for a moment on this mycoplasma issue. Often you read the instructions for taking some of these medications, and they say take it with a meal. You know, take one or two tablets after a meal or during a meal. And it's the contrary with your supplements, in that you can take it on an empty stomach, and I can tell the listening audience, you don't feel a thing in an adverse fashion at all by doing that. You would think, well, I can't take this on an empty stomach. What you feel is better.
That's right.
You know, that's
good.
All you feel is better.
That's right. That's right.
And depending on, you know, how far down the road you are with whatever is ailing you, you eventually will feel better.
Yes.
But in cases where it's something minor, you notice it right away.
Yeah, Don. Even if it's not minor, I just had a guy, a swimming pool specialist. He fiberglasses pools, and he got bit by a tick recently. This is about 6 weeks ago. He was laid up in bed, and of course he's really bummed out because he's not working, and this is his bread and butter, summertime. This is when he makes his money. Fortunately, he knew my brother, and my brother recommended that he called me. He got my infection killer, and 2 days after he got it, he calls me up. He says, "Mike, I'm on the job. I feel great." That stuff is amazing.
Yeah. Now you were on Charlie Giuliani's show on RBN today. Mm-hmm. I got to hear that show, and Charlie has gone through the trauma of a pretty serious car accident, and he had a broken collarbone and some bruises and contusions, I guess. He began taking some of your products. Why don't you share with us what he told the audience? And I got to hear this, so.
Yeah, it was exciting because Charlie was pretty banged up, and then he had some bone chips, so he had to get operated to remove the chips, and the surgery itself left him sore, of course, hurting pretty bad. And so between all that, the poor guy was laid up, and I sent him some Rapid Heal. And he called me within 24 hours of using it and said, "Mike, that stuff is incredible. I mean, I feel great. I can't get over it. I feel great." And he's back to being productive. He was working again and being able to move around and do whatever he had to do. And so he was really stunned because it's like a miracle. It just happened so quick. And from being banged up, laid up, hurting in pain to walking around and just – He said minutes.
Yeah, well, I've described that same thing, haven't I?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't have a broken collarbone, but...
It's great.
You know, I described that scenario of using a hammer with bare feet. You know, well, it was a hot day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and the hammer was resting, you know, up above the work area. And it decided it was going to, you know, pretend it was a magnet, and it was looking for some toes, and it found
there
one.
You go.
You know,
it was a perfect setup.
Chew, man, I'm telling you, it was excruciating. It was, and it wasn't momentary. It lasted, and you know what?
Good.
I grabbed the. I have to stop and think.
Grab the rapid heel.
Of the rapid heel, I grabbed right away, and I took two tablets of the rapid heel, and I would say it was 5 or 10 minutes later. All of a sudden, the throbbing and the sharp pain went away.
Yeah.
Now, it started to do its thing, like it was going to, you know, go through a phase of discoloration. And it was even moving over toward the next toe. And I didn't even hit that toe. I mean, I didn't feel anything on it.
That's just how bad you got hit.
Yeah, but it was, you could tell it was working its way out. Well, the next day, the bruising, which was remarkable, had been just about gone.
Yeah,
and the second day it was totally gone, totally.
It's hard to believe, you know. It's and I understand that, but it's all true. The rapid heal is stunning, just stunning in how fast it heals injuries, and just like the infection killer, stunning in how fast it wipes out infections. There's really done. I don't think there's really anything around it I've seen yet that can compare. And everybody that uses them pretty much says that. And they're all into the most of them. You know, they're into the health area and looking for those products that are going to keep them well or make them help them recover from a situation. And so it's really a very privileged thing. And I really thank the good Lord all the time because I do possess some unique. Very unique formulas, and the body just loves them. They are food for the body. That's why when it goes in on an empty stomach, no problem. It's a piece of cake. The body loves this stuff, and you could take the whole bottle at one time. It's totally safe. You'll just feel really healthy for quite a long time, but it'll never harm the body. The body loves it. It's pure food, totally easy to digest, totally assimilable, and It's just a beautiful thing to help people and see them from being hurting and then up and about in no time, living, getting their lives going again. That's so rewarding. I'm just very fortunate to be in this position.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to share something else with you, and this is actually an occurrence today. I had a hectic day, to say the least, very much in control of everything going on. It was a day, you know, when, you know, you have those days, sometimes it just seems like your consciousness is just expanding wider and wider and wider. And the wider it expands, the more things that come at you, you know, phone calls and emails and, and serious issues that people want to discuss and, or they may need some help solving a problem. So you're kind of putting your all into discerning what's going on and trying to provide the best solution or this, you know, a suggestion.
You're getting drained. Getting drained from all your activity.
You get drained. You may find that you don't have time to eat, or you may find that you have.
I know that one well.
Yeah. It happens to a lot of us. I mean, it's like, you know, the whole day and the whole evening goes by, and it's like, wow, I didn't eat today.
The great modern life.
I decided that I was going to do a round of my Michael Anthony's private stock.
There you go.
On an empty stomach. And then I ate some vegetables and some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Frank had to join me, you know, he won't shut up.
He's your sidekick.
Yeah. So, but what I noticed, 15 minutes after I was finished with my meal, everything seemed to come back into focus again. Now, it was a good hour that, you know, prior to eating that I took the infection killer, the system restore, and what's that other one called again? Rapid Heal.
The system toner.
I mean, right. and the Rapid Heal.
Yes.
And what I noticed, that combination on an empty stomach, not really feeling sick, but knowing that I had really depleted, you know, the finer energies. It was like, do this, you know.
How to recharge the batteries.
It's amazing, the clarity that's there and the focus that's there.
It is, isn't it, Don?
I
use it all the time for that. You know, we're just, when you don't have time to eat all day, you're working too hard, too much on the plate. So you go to the System Toner Rapid Heal. Jeez, even I use Cancer Blaster quite a bit because it's so nourishing. I love it. Makes you feel good for a real long time. Wash it down with some dragon juice. That's right, Don. I'm glad that you're using them and it's benefiting you, my friend. It's just great.
Yeah, so I share that with you because there are products out there that I know people are selling, on the radio, on TV, on the internet, you know, things that are purported to give you clearer thinking. And I'm not saying these products don't work. Some of them are very expensive. And I know that your private stock is not.
Yes.
You know, no one's ever complained, you know, about the prices.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times I have referred, you know this because you've spoken to these people, I've referred people to you who've tried everything. And, you know, they've gone through the allopathic practices and methods that are used and didn't get any results, and they're at the point where they want to give up on life sometimes.
Oh yeah, it can get that desperate.
And then I got a
recent case like that right now.
Hmm.
She's already in less than almost 2.5 days, not quite, with the Rapid Heal, really hurting bad for a year from a car accident and not getting the right justice with the insurance companies and the lawyers. They burned her. Outrageous, just outrageous. But anyway, from the Rapid Heal and the dragon juice, just 2.5 days later, she's telling me, I got to say, Mike, I'm already feeling a lot of improvement in certain injuries that were really plaguing her. All the cramps have stopped in her legs. She slept the best she's had in a year yesterday. For about 10 hours, she got about 10 hours of rest, and she said she hasn't slept that good in at least a year. And that's right. You know, it can get very desperate. If you can't find some kind of relief and you're hurting that bad, you're in a serious situation.
Yeah. Now, I know you have some other products beyond what we're talking about now, but I felt it was important, first of all, for us to address these issues just on the basis of the things that are going on in a global scale. You know, I'm really convinced, and you know, this comes from the heart. This is why I wanted to talk about this tonight. You know, this was my suggestion, even though I know you love to talk about the history of you know, how our nation was founded and
mm-hmm. Sure.
And everything that's attached to that. And eventually
right.
It comes to health, too.
Yes, it does.
You know, we're...
Definitely.
You know, we know that there's a very satanic agenda going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's important for people, if they're going to be able to cope with things, to understand what a vaccine is, what it really is, and how they can naturally protect themselves so that they're not getting sick should anything, you know, be spread. And I'm not trying at all to imply that there's going to be a pandemic, but you know, we're just being cautious, and there's
nothing. You don't have to imply it. CNN is, and all the regular Rockefeller media, they're implying it 24/7. Get ready, get ready, get ready. So
yeah.
If they want us to get ready, then How foolish. I mean, let's pray that it doesn't happen, that they don't pull off this stuff.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, Don, the important thing is for everyone to realize the only real wealth we have is our health. Without the health, we're useless. We can't do anything, and we'll never be happy. So all the money in the world, we're still miserable if we don't have our health.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to throw all kinds of nonsense at us, bombard us with all kinds of diseases and everything they can to try to reduce the population for the UN agenda, then it's up to us to look after our well-being, because I know if I don't look after my well-being, nobody else is going to. And everyone else has to come to terms with that, too. If you think a stranger cares about you, a doctor that doesn't know you, and you can trust him to stay healthy with his meds and everything, you're fooling yourself. They're going to ruin you. And you're going to fall apart. And once that happens, your responsibilities to everything you care about won't be, you can't obligate them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so the health is what it's all about. And Don, I appreciate you having me on the show very much and discussing these products, because absolutely, I'm selling them cheap. When all my clients, which are hundreds around the country, all of them will say the same thing. When they use my products and they see how great they really work, they all realize, and they tell me all the time when they talk to me later on and order more, because they all know they got to keep it in stock. The infection killer, the rapid heal, the dragon juice, they are essentials if you want to stay healthy no matter what comes your way, and you want to stay healthy through it all. Those products will do it. Any injury, you're going to be fine no matter how bad it is, no matter where it is. That rapid heal will come through for you like heaven itself. And the same with the infection killer and the dragon juice. And so they all say, you know, Mike, you're not in it for the money, because your products are great and you could charge much more. But you're obviously not in it for the money. And that's helps prove my legitimacy, as far as my main intention is to help people, as I was instructed to do, as I possess these incredible formulas. And so I'm doing that because I love my country and I want it strong, I want it healthy, and I want it independent. And I love all the Americans, they're my brothers and sisters. I mean, I care about everybody in this country, as far as I want them to be healthy the way their creator intended, so that they can live life to the fullest they can, like I am. And then we can have a great country together. And
yeah.
So I appreciate you having me on here, Don, because I know you're all about that too, and that's why you're having me on.
Well, yeah. You know, this is a way to empower someone, anyone that's willing to consider that as a possibility. You know, a funny thought entered my mind. Maybe this isn't so funny, but, you know, a doctor in general, and I'm being very general because there's some very good, loving,
yes,
caring doctors out there.
Yes, absolutely.
But those that are going to just sit in a chair for 5 minutes or stand there while you sit in a chair, sort of leaning against the table or the counter, where he washes his hands, if he does, he or she, they'll listen to you, talk about your aches and your pains, or you might just be in there for a checkup. As mm-hmm. long as you're a paying customer, he's your best friend. As soon as you stop paying, as soon as you stop coming in, you're mm-hmm. forgotten. And,
you know, that's so true.
Yeah.
And you just triggered from the show earlier with Charlie. I think the highlight of his experience with the rapid heal and all those injuries, he was saying how when he had a checkup just recently with his doctor, the doctor's looking at the x-rays and everything, and he says how the bones are healed up. There's no knots. You know, usually when you got a fracture or break, then where it fuses back together, it gets bigger. It gets a knot right there.
Yeah.
And the doc says, you're not going to get any of that, and it's perfect. He says, I can't get over, you know, it's great how fast it fused together. So he's telling him, you know, you ready for more painkillers? And Charlie says, no. And he goes, you know. He says, I still got him. He goes, you still got him. Didn't she take him? He goes, only the first time, only the first day. He goes, what? He goes, that's impossible. You're not in pain or anything like that, and you're healing up this fast and everything. He says, it's all impossible. So Charlie goes, well, actually, I'm using these herbs. And then immediately, the doctor did not want to hear anything else. Even though the doctor's seen with his own eyes results that he never seen before, so fast, so miraculous, and so perfect. And so once he realized it wasn't from their drugs or nothing, but somebody's herbs, that doctor shut right down, didn't want to know anything else.
Did his eyes get all glassy and,
yep.
You know?
Yep. He's a deer in the headlights all of a sudden.
Yeah, and then I could see Charlie. Now, let me tell you about the chemtrails. You know?
Right.
And really, right. You know, you mentioned Morgellons. I mean, that is important, too, that people consider this, because it is a way to defend what's being done to us. You know, you even if you're eating healthy, there are some people that are getting sick because of all the chemtrail spraying. And if you've been to some of the cities, I've seen it's like nowhere else in the country. Phoenix.
Phoenix is
scary, even in the winter time, when you don't have these temperature inversions. Mm-hmm. You have a cool climate, and there's definitely the type of climate that will allow the polluted air to escape and move on when the wind's blowing.
Right.
But they spray so intensely, and I've talked to a lot of people from there during the day and even sometimes on the show, and they're describing the level of pollution from the chemtrails, where it's so thick that you can't even see the mountains.
My goodness.
And in some cases, I mean, I was there and witnessed this, that you could barely see across the street from one sidewalk and a two-lane street to the other sidewalk. And people were standing out in this like there was nothing wrong. You know, I'm like, let me out of here. Let me get someplace. But, you know, you go in a building and they're circulating the air from what the system, the fans are pulling in from outside.
It's all dead air inside, and there's no natural light inside either. You can't stay healthy outside. Definitely can't stay healthy inside those buildings. And it's just amazing that we're under such attack, and a lot of Americans still aren't catching on to that.
Mm-hmm. And then now, we have some things going on with our food, too. Now, again, this isn't fear-mongering, but depending on what kind of food you're buying, well, now E. coli has hit the beef. You know, before we had it on spinach. Now it's on the beef.
Like I said, animal flesh is a magnet for those pathogens. It shouldn't take long before, if it's hitting vegetables, it shouldn't take long before it's showing up in the meat.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that the cattle are out there eating the spinach, you know.
No. This is after they've been butchered up.
Yeah, it's the handling and the processing.
That's right.
That's when it's
really vulnerable to as a magnet. Not when the animal's alive. It's when they kill it that flesh becomes a magnet, because it's putrefying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, do you have any specials or anything that you want to talk about? I know what you recommend. And, you know, I haven't mentioned your herbal tea. That is great. That makes such a refreshing drink, cold or hot, actually.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Don.
Herbal tea is real good. And specials, well, I'm operating at, you know, the most minimum prices I can. A lot of my costs have still been going up like everyone else's, but I've been holding my prices down.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the volume's increasing, I'm able to recoup that way. And so operating in that fashion. But when I do get really big orders, and occasionally I do, then I really accommodate them. But all in all, I think everybody finds that they really get their money's worth with my products. And so I would urge everyone to check out the Dragon Juice, the Infection Killer, the Rapid Heal for the essential mainstays. If there's a serious lung problem, asthmatics, bronchitis, you use my lung formula for the fast fix. Then the system toner maintains everything from that point on. Same with arthritis. If you have serious arthritis, the arthritis formula is the way to go, so that within 1, 2, 3 days, those serious symptoms are pretty much gone, and then the system toner should maintain everything from that point on. And also, I have a cancer blaster, which also works very, very fast in eliminating abnormal tissue growths and bone growths, even leukemia.
Wow.
And I also have a hair formula, which will also generate beautiful hair, balding, thinning heads, no problem. Women respond super fast. I have a lot of women that love me for my hair formula alone.
I can see you going into a bar. Hey, baby, you want to try some hair formula?
Yes, when a lot of women that have had, you know, hair problems, thinning, bad thinning, and either stress or the processing, but it's getting common today. But they're all so amazed how fast with the hair formula. I mean, I had a girl in her 20s within the first week. Only in her 20s, I was stunned, but she was thinning from stress mainly, and the diet not sufficient in minimizing the stress effects. And anyway, within 1 week, she works at the local health store. She comes running up to me. Look at my new hair growth, Mike. Yes. I've got a lady in Indiana who, she's been apparently pretty much bald for 20 years. She's in her late 70s. Been pretty much bald for 20 years, according to her daughter. And the whole family is basically clients using all of them are using my products. And so now, almost a year later from their mom using my hair formula, the daughter was telling me just a few weeks ago again that when she's seen her mom recently and she takes her wig off, everybody's stunned at all the hair there. She goes, Mike, it's just a matter of time before she doesn't need the wig anymore. And so there's the hair formula for that, and then that's pretty much everything. And then the system toner for the general maintenance of the body. It's really a necessity, like the infection and the rapid healing dragon juice and tea. You want that arsenal in reserve. Everybody that has discovered them all realize the same thing, and they all keep coming back for more. And they all know they need, not only they share it with their family and friends, because they know they can help them with it, but also they all know that they need it in reserve all times, so that when they need it, it's there. Because when I get the call and they need it immediately and they don't have it and I have to drop everything, which is tough for me to do, and get their order out in the mail very quickly so they can get well quick, they don't like to be in that situation ever again. So they all know, keep it on hand, and when you need it, it's there, and you're glad you have it when you do need it.
I know I've gotten some questions, periodically from folks regarding hair turning gray or turning white. And, of course, that has to do with the body's ability to produce chromatin. But I'm wondering if anyone has also described that their hair color goes back to natural or something like that when they're using it, where they have hair.
Yes, sir, Don. In fact, they all notice that those that are older with gray hair, that the natural color's coming back, too. Even this gal in her late 70s, her daughters tell me, Mike, it's not my mom's hair is not only growing in, Mike, it's dark.
Are you implying that now I don't color my hair, but are you implying that if I took the hair formula?
Oh, yeah.
That
you'll see it'll help it a lot. Natural, a lot more of your natural color will come back.
That's interesting.
It's a great formula. It's my most recent invention. After perfecting something for any infection, then perfecting something for any injury, and then for lungs, arthritis, cancer, and then general, the ultimate preventative that's going to do everything for the whole body to keep it super healthy and maintain it, the system toner. The last thing was finally resolving the balding problem with men with hair. The most difficult challenge out of everyone I just mentioned, and I'm not exaggerating. And the hair formula is that. It can grow hair on a totally bald head. Women respond a lot faster because their hair problem is not as complex as men.
Mm-hmm.
The men, it's glandular with organs, and it gets complicated. But with the women, it's usually stress and just some general deficiencies of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And hormonal.
Yeah. Now, the body basically knows how to deal with this. I mean, it's not like you have a formula for women and a formula for men, or do you?
No, the same formulas for both sexes. It doesn't matter. The same, ultimately, the same glands and organs are used to generate it. The only difference is our sex glands.
Yeah.
And so the hair formula does work on the female sex glands a bit as well, major on the males.
Yeah. I'm just asking that question because I have strong wrists. I hate it. I'd hate for them to become limp, if you know what I mean.
I'm not following you.
Never mind. I'll leave it there. I don't want it to work too well, let's say.
With the hair color restoration?
No, that's not what I'm referring to at all. We'll talk about it off the air. There's probably half the listeners are listening, and the rest are saying, I forgot the question. So,
just threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
But the hair formula, yep, that's my latest on, and it's really, I'm looking forward to that one getting more exposure as more people discover it, because it's really helping a lot of people too.
Okay, wow, well, I may check that out just to see what happens.
You got it.
You know,
I'll definitely run it by Don. You try it and let me know what kind of results you get.
Now, it's not going to make me look like Ronald Reagan, is it? You know, 72-year-old man, and he had coal black hair. You know,
No, it's, you'll look better than Ronald Reagan with the hair.
Well, I'm not making fun of him. I just thought it.
No, I mean as far as that phony hair color look that they gave him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, it looked like shoe polish, didn't it?
Yeah. Or copy machine toner might be a good one too. Yeah, it was like that heel dye that they use deep.
Right.
You know. And
it
just struck me funny because in every other respect, I mean, you know, he was a good looking man even in his old age. You know, he was very vibrant. That's if we were seeing the real Ronald Reagan, you know.
True.
But it just always struck me, you know, that he was able to maintain his black hair.
It's always noticeable to the observing eye when you see somebody pretty old. You can see the body's old, but the hair natural color is still there, and I'm like,
Yeah.
That's rare that it's still natural. Most of the time, they're, of course, altering.
Now, I'm sure to an extent, and I mean, you see this in presidents often, or political figures that are really under a lot of pressure. Now, if it's self-induced pressure because of how they handle business and you know, and they're carrying a lot of heavy karma with them, I'm sure that's going to make their hair get gray.
Yes, sure. Stress and cellular starvation.
Yeah. You know, I started developing gray hair around 18 years old, but it never all came out in one shot. You know, it was very gradual.
Wow.
Almost like you couldn't notice it. And then one day I said, holy cow, you know.
Right. By the time you were 30, you're saying, holy cow, huh?
Well, no, that really didn't happen until till I got into my 40s, mid-40s, where I said, holy cow.
Okay.
But now I'm really saying, holy cow, you know. Sheriff, Black Bat's coming to town, and he's going to kill you.
I'm going to send some out, pal.
But you get the point I'm making, is that if there's something going on in your body that's changing the color of your hair, what else is going on in the rest of the body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's funny, it happens on the top of the head. It's not happening, you know, like on my arms, you know, the other natural places where I have hair.
Yes.
It's on the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how it works out, I guess, you know.
Yeah, exactly, Don. Most of the pores are situated at the top of the head and the bottom of the feet. And so at the top of the head, it's like a chimney effect where all the high temp toxins are coming out like steam and vapors from the top of the head. And so the gray hair is mainly the elimination of these toxins.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The drying, it's the drying effect and then the bleaching effect from the toxins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, somebody that is completely bald, it's not just toxins then,
when it comes to men,
mm-hmm.
And they're completely bald, generally that's known as male pattern baldness today.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that typical hair shoe pattern. Now, what's actually happened is the hair follicles are cemented under a waxy film.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't disappear. They didn't die. They're cemented under a film of wax. And that's why once the baldness is severe and you no longer see any hair follicles on top of the head, and then the person has a shine.
Mm-hmm.
Or that chrome dome effect.
Yeah.
And so at that stage of the process, the experts are saying today, the hair transplant guys in particular, because that's their gig, and they say that the hair follicles are dead, they're gone. And that's nonsense.
Yeah.
They're cemented under this waxy film, and that's why it's shiny, because it's a waxy film. Wax from hydrocarbons and fatty acids that are not digestible from the diet, and as waste products are being eliminated through the top of the head where all the pores are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so somebody could take a wick then and just light it and get rid of all that wax, right?
Well, of course, then you'll ruin the hair follicles for sure.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just kidding. But
what you want to do is strip away the wax. Mm-hmm. So the follicles can breathe, and then stimulate the follicles again internally the way nature has done it by design.
Yeah.
And then they'll start to wake up and get productive again.
So you're talking about a defoliation process then?
A refoliation process.
Or I should say refoliation, yes.
That's correct. And nature does the rest.
Now, would that be, you know, a particular kind of soap and a loof,
Well, of course, the first thing would be just to correct the diet. So these hydrocarbons, fatty acids, waxes are not being generated.
Mm-hmm.
And the hair formula, even if the diet's not totally perfected, the hair formula, that's one of the things it does because it's toning back up key glands and organs for hair production.
Mm-hmm.
The organs are related as well to the digestive system. So the hair formula is enabling the body to burn up better these waste products rather than have them sitting and then eliminated through the pores.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things the hair formula does for the body. And in addition, topically then, what you want to do is use a good quality shampoo, that's right, to gently start to dissolve the waxy film.
Mm-hmm.
And then a rinse. And I have the perfect rinse, and everybody loves my shampoo, rinse, and conditioner because it's so healthy for the hair and the scalp. You notice it the first time, the very first application, you see dramatic improvement.
Uh-huh.
And so gradually now the waxy film will be washed away, worn down, and it'll be gone, and then the follicles will be breathing, and then gradually, so at that stage of the process now, you don't see a shiny chrome dome scalp anymore.
Yeah.
And then you'll gradually see fuzz start to develop because nature now will reverse the exact steps in sequence the way the thinning pattern started. It will reverse it all and gradually grow it all back. Thinner and then gradually thicker and gradually fuller over time.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now, so you recommend that if somebody's using the hair formula, now you have both a shampoo and a conditioner?
I have a hair kit. Well, it's a shampoo, rinse, and conditioner. The rinse is so critical in that step, mm-hmm. in that process, critical step of the process.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. You know.
See, the soap, even when you're using a great soap like mine, vegetable-based potassium old-world soap, and it's very gentle. It's not like all the soaps people are using as shampoos that these ridiculous corporations are selling as a safe shampoo for the scalp. It's really detergent. Sodium lauryl sulfates are detergents. So you need a gentle, gentle soap like the one that I have, old-world vegetable-based Castile-type soap.
Mm-hmm.
But even as great as that soap is for being gentle and delicate, washing the hair and the scalp, it's still soap, and soap is alkaline.
Yeah.
And the hair has to be slightly acidic in order to be very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remove the soap. That's the role of an astringent. My astringent is perfect. It not only removes the soap and leaves the exact proper pH for the hair and the scalp,
mm-hmm.
it's also supplying nutrition into the scalp, making it conducive for hair growth. And then the conditioner goes on last as the food, the real food that's going to stay on the hair and the scalp for a little while. It's concentrated, a little bit goes a long way, and it'll soak right in. And it's just great on the effects, and they're noticeable virtually the first time you use it, every time.
Yeah. I notice, too, you know, again, we go back to diet. When a person is eating a very high-protein diet, and I mean excessively high,
mm-hmm.
and they may be getting a lot of extra fat in that diet, that you'll notice that your hair and your fingernails and your toenails, wherever, protein grows on your body, it will grow much more rapidly, and it's almost unnatural, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice, well, first of all, you know, this is something I've had in check for a long time. But I notice since I've been using the private stock, that's slowed down the growth. And I have harder nails, you know, they're stronger.
Right.
Yes. I play a lot of instruments, and
yes.
and if you're doing 8 hours of practice on a piano, your nails have to be kept trim, mm-hmm. and you might find yourself when you're eating the wrong kinds of foods, having to trim your nails every couple of days just so that they don't click on the keyboard. You know, using a proper fingering technique, you're going to use a curved technique which points your nails right at the keys.
Sure.
You know, and sure. So if they're too long,
have to be short for
keyboard. Yeah, so you have to shorten them. What I'm finding is also, even with the supplements, it's like that protein is being used in the body.
Right.
In other words, it's being digested, and it's staying as muscle and whatever else the body's using the protein for, the hair, you know, the nails, of course.
That's right, and it's also done, what's actually also happening there, the protein, the concentrated protein is forming uric acid and ammonia as a byproduct waste.
Yes.
It's very toxic to the body, and if the body can't flush it out, it's a hard stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right, like the system toner, that helps the body totally digest it more and neutralize the acids, the uric acid, and the ammonia, enabling the body to flush it out more efficiently through normal means of elimination. And so there won't be any adverse effects on the body from it when you're using, like, the system toner fairly regularly.
Yeah. Now, what about lactic acid? Now, lactic acid is something that is produced when someone is going through extreme physical stress of some kind. And exertion is... I don't mean mental stress.
No, it's physical exertion.
You know, an athlete will go through that. A swimmer, a cyclist, a runner, and really anyone that's doing a prolonged activity. What impact do you know? Now, I can tell you from my experience that I don't feel the lactic acid when I run.
You don't get the burn. You don't get the burn as quick.
Yeah.
In the muscles because of the rapid heal, right, Don? That's
mm-hmm.
what you're referring to? Because I would say that, you know, if you're going to do something real strenuous, or you got a tournament coming up, you're going to play a lot of ball, anything that you know you're going to put yourself through a workout that you're not normally ready for, take some rapid heal. Start a few days before the big tournament or something and take it every day. And you'll find by the time you're playing or working hard, whatever the case is going to be, that you don't end up as sore as you normally would have if you didn't take the rapid heal.
Yeah, you know, we should contact Tiger Woods. He just went through arthroscopic surgery on his knee, you know.
I wish we had a line on him. Could have said that.
Maybe we should just to, I'll see what I can do on my end.
Sure. The rapid heal would have saved Tiger from that operation.
Yeah.
I know it sounds ridiculous and hard to believe, but it's true. I've saved many people from operations, even amputations.
Yeah.
Over the years. And so I know you believe it, but just the audience out there that don't really, you know, I know it's hard to believe. I understand that, but it's all true.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have helped him. So, yeah, that'd be great if you can get a line on Tiger. That'd be great.
we'll be happy. We'll put the word out there. Anybody that's got Tiger's number, let us know.
He will thank you.
Yeah, he'll thank you, actually.
I promise.
Well, Michael, we're out of time. It's been a very interesting show. I know you had a very long day today on the radio, and you know you're getting a lot of attention around the country for your message on a multidimensional level. So you know I'm honored to have you on Evident Footprints. You know that,
Mike Don. It's my honor, sir. I really appreciate you inviting me on, and thank you. It's my pleasure.
And looking forward to, I think we got you on again this month.
And yes, that's right. Looking forward to that. Great.
And I don't, you know, I've been a bit lazy lately, and I've not had my schedule up in front of me. But before we sign off here, I'm just going to give it a quick once-over, and we can let the listening audience know when you'll be back on the show. And I'd be interested, anybody that's trying Michael's private stock right now, if you have any testimonials that you want to give us, you know, we've already decided that we would put those up on my website so people can hear what you have to say about it. I've just heard good things. I've not really heard anything negative from anybody. And I know people appreciate what you're doing.
Great.
And so what I want to say is that you know, they can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, because I've created a page just for my sponsors, and you'll see Michael Anthony's name under Michael Anthony's private stock. Just click on that, and it'll take you right to his page. You can email him, and he'll consult with you. On the phone, talk to you about what it is you're trying to get a handle on, and he does it in a very gentle way, and all I can say is try it, and you'll see you'll become a fan, and your testimony is the best thing. What people have to say about these products is really positive and overwhelming. Okay, we've got you up on the 27th.
Yes, great.
Wednesday the 27th.
Excellent.
Again. And we'll see what transpires in between to what the topic for that night will be. But hopefully we'll hear some things from some of the listeners. Now, I have heard some really good things. I've had people contact me to get in touch with you. And these are some situations where the doctors had no success, even where the doctors were kind of myth about what was going on. They were very puzzled and couldn't really make any solid determination. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
So we do get positive reports.
Yes. Yep, it's always great to hear that. And again, I'm just a fortunate guy that's able to help people and just that they're getting better. And you just can't describe how great that makes you feel.
Yeah.
And also know I'm doing this for my Lord and Master, who basically set me up to do this. And so I'm very privileged to be in this position. And but it's great to see so many people getting well, and all around the country. And it's I'm just very, very happy to be in this position to be able to do that. But it's all Mother Nature, people. I'm not doing anything. I just know how to get the best of Mother Nature in a bottle so that our bodies can get the most concentrated power from Mother Nature into the system quick, to fix whatever particular condition it is we're dealing with.
Yep, that's it in a nutshell. Well, Michael, thanks for being on the show. And
My pleasure. Thank you, Don.
We'll see you again on the 27th. In the meantime, I'm going to say goodnight to the audience. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our guest this evening, Mr. Michael Anthony, will be back with us again soon. In the meantime, go to directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, and then click on Michael Anthony's private stock, and you'll see a whole page there describing the products, and Michael's contact information is there. In the meantime, I would like to thank Donald Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and thanks to Seth and Alan on the sound this evening. Great job, guys. To you listeners out there, we wish you a night filled with peace, love, and light, and a good night.